course, it says in Nitzavim, Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois ha-shanuchi mitzavcha ha-yom lo niflei sivincha v'lo rechoi kahi. This mitzvah is not shver, it's not far away from you. Lo ba-shamayim hi, leima mi yale lono ha-shamayim v'ikoche alonu v'yashmienu iso v'nasenu. It's not in shamayim. You need somebody, a novi, to go into shamayim and explain it to us. The thing is very, very close to you. It's in your mouth and in your heart to be mekayim this mitzvah. What mitzvah are we talking about? The Ramban and the Sipur Neilan, it's a mitzvah of tshuva. The Torah is telling us that the mitzvah of tshuva is not niflesi, it's not hard, it's korav elecha adova ma'oid, beficha ubilvavcha la'soisoi. The Sibonu says, beficha ubilvavcha, lahakil bilvavcha eschat oscha, to be makir yochet, besokeil yisvar shechat osoloi, ulizcharit, to realize the godless of Hashem against whom you were choite, and to regret. That's bilvacha. Ulisvados alze beficha. It's a very easy mitzvah. Why? Because it's beficha bilvacha lasoisoi vidui and charota. And the Sipono says, Why is the mitzvah of tshuva called a mitzvah? Where is the mitzvah to do tshuva? So the Sipur Neilan is a very interesting pshat. Asher anochi mitzavcha hayoyim, ha-mitzvah says, Asher anochi mitzavcha hayoyim, ka-omroi b'kol chet, v'pashas v'yikra, v'oshem v'oshemoy. In v'yikra, by all the parshas of the Chatoyas, says, Nefesh Achas Yechata V'Oshem, then is to bring a korban. V'Oshem means, and he's guilty. If a Nefesh Achas is Choyte, then V'Oshem, he's guilty. Learns the Siponoi, She'inyin Kulam Hu She'yake Achoyte Eschetoi. V'Oshem means that a person who did a chet has to recognize his chet. Like it says, Voyukiyesham lachas meile, and then vihisvade shechoto aleo. So, over here, I'll read to you again what we just wrote in the Sipponoi. Beficho bivochal asoisoi, he said the mitzvah is very easy. Beficho bivochal asoisoi, lahakil bivoches chatocho. Vesokel, yismar shechoto soloi disharit. So the Sipur Neilan, that part of the process of tshuva, and perhaps the main process of tshuva, is to be makir that I was choite, va'oshem. That's what the Torah says, not stam, you're guilty, but to come to the hakara, I did a chet. And then you need to be misvadet. So the Sipono is saying, at the ikur of tshuva, is Hakora Sechet, Charota, and Vidu. I told you there's lots of machlokes in the Torah of Tshuva. The Rambam we saw last week in Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, says, Umahi Hatshuva, Hu Sheyaze Vachoytei Chetoi, Yosiru Mi Machshavtoi, V'yigma B'libor, Shelo Yasei Oy. The Rambam says what tshuva is to stop doing the chet. Yasiru mi machshavtoi, v'yigma b'libo shlo yaseu oid, and to be mekabel, or to decide upon him, that's mesa kabbalah, not to do it again. V'chein yisnachem al she'ovar, and he has to also be mischaret shneimer ki achri tshuvi nichamti. And the Yodea Talumos Kodesh Baruch Hu be made that he'll never go back to this chet. Shenema v'leinoyma oida l'heinu l'maase yodeinu. V'tzorich l'izvadis v'svasa v'leinmin yonos eidol shegoma v'libo. And you need to be misvade and speak out the things which you decided in your heart. And the Rambam says you need to be make a Kabbalah, the Igma Beliboy. And we saw for last week, and then you see it again, the Etzim in your Tshuva Lefi Rambam is Aziva. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Yonah says the Ikraim of Tshuva are three. In Shar Aleph Yud Tes, this is a Moed of Oisev Yeruchim. Pirish Afal Piki Yisoydis Hachuvah Shloisha Hacharoto Havidoi Vazivus Achet. And that's what it says, Moed of Oisev Yeruchim. Where there are three things, it says only Vidoi and Aziva. So he says Havidoi Vazivus Hacharoto Havidoi Bichlal Moed. Charot includes vidu includes charota. Why? Because you can't come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu misvade and say chotosi and I don't care and I'm going to do a chet again. So moide is vidui, and then va'oize we has to have aziva. Ve'en tshuva p'chusa mishloisha eila. So Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't count Kabbalah as a yisod in tshuva. A person's oizev and mischaret and misvade, then as yotze tshuva, you did tshuva. Rambam says no, you need to make a kabbalah. So I told you last week we're going to look for all the kulas, we're not going to look for all the chumras. The Rambam says something which needs a big bio, that not only you need a Kabbalah, you also need to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's an aid she'eini choyze lechetze le'oilam, which if you take it at face value, lechoyra, many people ask, how can I ever do tshuva? Well, I take HaKadosh Baruch Hu and guarantee that I'll never do a chet again, I'll never do this chet again, and certainly that's going to make a person in misyayish completely from doing tshuva. But there, not everybody else brings this idea. Faket, most people don't bring this idea, and it needs a beer as well, exactly what the Rambam's talking about. In the Yesoidus without the Rambam, let's leave Kabbalah for the moment. The Yesoidus of Aziva, Harata, and Vidui. What's hard? Vidui is hard? No, for us it's not hard. Is charota hard? It shouldn't be hard. The hainu, if a person's misboining on the fact that I did averus keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my boire, my mashgiach, he looks after me, he gives me everything, I did averus. It should be quite easy if you spend time and think about it to come to charota. So of these three yesoidas, what's hard? Aziva. Oh. Aziva seems hard. Can I actually say that by Yom Kippur I'm not going to do any more averus? And I'm not talking about Kabbalah, just the Aziva Shiba, without the Kabbalah Shiba. No, I'm not talking about whether I have to make a Kabbalah and I won't do any more averus. But is it realistic to say that I'm not going to do any more averus? So when a person says, Aziva, I can't stop the Averus. I know I'm not going to stop the Averus. So let's look at Aziva for a moment. People have a misconception in Aziva. But before we get to Aziva, before we get to the Protim, Bichlal, when you mention Tshuva, it very often is Moira goose pimples to a person. Tshuva, oh, that's a very hard thing to do. That's very unpleasant. That's not going to be very easy for me to do. And certainly when you say the Sipur knows Pshat, where's the mitzvah of tshuva v'oshem, the makir the chet. I once was asked to write a little article 2 years ago about the Churban Habayis. So I wrote about Simchas Chinuch, and I wrote at the end of the thing that if we see that the Beis Hamikdash hasn't been rebuilt, perhaps we're still guilty of the Simchas Chinuch, which caused the Churban in the first place. There was a lady editor, and she comes back to me and she says, "You can't write the word guilty. People don't like the word guilty. It's very, very negative." So my first reaction was, so what do people do on Yom Kippur when they come to a vidui? And you say, Oshamnu. Oshamnu means we were guilty. So what do they say? Lo Yashamnu? Or they just start with Bogatnu, or they leave out Oshamnu. People get goose pimples for Oshamnu. Maybe people don't know Bichal what Oshamnu means, so there's not a problem. So, okay, fine. And when you see some people doing vidui, I think they're going Allah praise Gimbal Dalla Neva, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. How can you say the word so quickly? And you're saying vidui to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anyway, I'll call Bonnie when we get to vidui, we'll talk about that. The idea of guilt conjures up very negative ideas. So the whole of tshuva is like an unpleasant process. Who wants to do tshuva? You told me Yom Kippur's only mechaper my tshuva. Okay, you got me. You put me against the wall. I want Yom Kippur to be mechaper. I have to do tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah starts the sefer. Min atoivus asher heitiv Hashem yisborach im bruach. Amongst the toivus which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us was he created tshuva. Ki heichin lohem aderech lalus mitoich pchas maaseim velonus mipach pisheim. He gave us the derech to be oile from our lowliness of maisim, our mitzvahs essay, that we're missing out mitzvahs essay, so not in the high madrig that we should be, velonus, and to run away from the trap of their averas, it's the chore lois essays, that lois essay produces tuma. This is min atoivus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created tshuva. We saw last week in the Medrash says, Davka HaKadosh Baruch Hu created tshuva. And he says, there HaKadosh Baruch Hu created tshuva before Maisa Bria. The Eivishtan knows that we're going to be choyte. We're human beings. We say after Nefilas Hapayim, Ki hu yoda yitzreinu, ki ofar anachnu. We have a guf, we have tivus. We're going to be choyte. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows we have a yetzer. There are four people, the Gemara says, there are four people who died without chet. And the Pashto says that Gemara is emes, ad lecholapos ad biesgoy. And the Gemara has already put down the four people. And the Meitav Yediyosi, we're not there. We're not one of the four. None of us are one of the four. Ein tzadi boretz asher yase toiv elo yechto. A person does a virus. And the Gvaldige Zach is a tremendous toivo that the Kodesh Baruch Hu prepared a mahalach how we can repair our mistakes. Let's call it mistakes. It doesn't give people such goose pimples. How we can escape the tumor of our averas. Let's call it mistakes. We make mistakes. We do averas. And the Baruch Hashem knows that. And he created us. Kihu yada yisreinu. And every single year there's a Yom Kippur. Every single year, there's Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And Aseres Yimei Tshuva isn't there as an optional extra or Yom Kippur But anybody who feels that they didn't have Aira this year should fast on Yom Kippur and go to Shul and everything else. Everybody else can go and play ball on Yom Kippur. No, Yom Kippur is a chiv on every single Yid. There is an interesting letter that a certain person sent to the Rambam. I'm not sure if it's Emes or not, this thing, but they bring the idea is certainly true. There's a Chayra Big Tzaddik sent to the Rambam and said, he asked him a shayla, he says, I know that I didn't do any Averas this past year. Do I have to be Misvade on Yom Kippur? Fasting Yom Kippur, he asked me, you have to fast, and you have to fast. But do you have to be Misvade? It's a sheker, I didn't do any Averas this past year. And the Rambam writes back to him and says to him, you vadai were over every single Avera in some Bechina or another Bechina. And for the fact that you're so mezalzin in Avodas Hashem, and you think that Avodas Hashem is so easy, that you weren't over any Averas, then who knows if you can get Kapara. That goof is an Avera. I don't think any of us are in such a situation. We don't think we did any Averas. Every single year there's a Yom Kippur. Moshe Lamad Ovedoyme. There are two people who both have tremendous headaches. One person has a bit of medical knowledge and he starts researching what can this type of headache come from. Nowadays, with all the internets and everything, all this information is quite readily available. And he investigates, and he decides, about this type of headache is a brain tumor, and the pashtus is he's not going to live very long. They both go to the doctor. The other guy doesn't know anything. He's got headaches, got problems, got headaches. They both go to the doctor. And the doctor sees both of them independently, and the doctor's reaction to both of them is, well, this could be serious, we have to investigate properly, and he gives them a whole barrage of tests, both of them, a whole barrage of tests, MRIs, and stuff, and everything, and will come back to me with the results in a few days. They both come back to the doctor. The one who thought he had a brain tumor, the doctor says, yeah, Mr. Bloney, see clearly that you do have a brain tumor, but today I can tell you with advance of medicine today there is a 90% cure rate on what we think. You'll have to go through, it'll be quite hard, you'll have to go through chemo and radiotherapy and this and that, maybe have an operation, but 90% we can be able to cure you completely. He goes out from the doctor a happy man. He thought, when he came into the doctor, he thought, okay, the doctor was going to tell him, is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks that he has to live? Should he write his last will and testimony today or tomorrow? Comes out, the 90% cure rate. He goes out a happy man. The other guy who comes in, says, okay, doctor, you know, how much Tylenol do I have to actually take? And he starts telling him the same thing, and exactly the same thing. I'm afraid you have a brain tumor. But there's 90% chance that we can cure, and it will be tough, and this and the thing. The guy goes out completely tzebrochen. What does he hear? He hears that there's a 10% chance I'm going to die. He thought he had a shtickle thing, he wasn't sleeping enough, and so he got shtickle headaches, and the doctor will give him some type of pill, and it'll all go away. Now he's completely tzebrochen. One of the first problems in tshuva is when you go into tshuva, what do you think you are? You think you're a complete tzaddik? You think you never did any averus? So then when one starts to look into the inyanim of tshuva, we find out, well, no, I start there, did this avera, this avera, this avera. You start getting all tzebrochen. But if you go into a tshuva realizing, listen, I know I did averus. And what's going to be? Averus are very chomor, there's einish. And then you hear, not there's a 90% chance of the cure. There's a 100% chance of cure. Not chance. 100% borer, claw. Tshuva is the refuah. Tshuva is called refuah by the Nevi'im. we will get better. We can get better. There's no shaila. Person doesn't come out happy. Min atoivas Hashem heitiv Hashem yisparachim bruv. It's like a maldiga taiva. Of course we're going to do our veiras. We do our veiras. But tshuva is the refuah for it. It's a maldig. Why are you looking so negatively? Says the Sipponoi, the first yisod of the mitzvah is hakoras hachet. So what did you think? You never did an avera? And you start coming to think, no, I actually did an avera. This is an avera, it's an avera. But oh, shame. Why should a person get goose pimples when he thinks that he comes to be moide chotosi? V'ma oid, if a person is misvade, coming to that hakara and saying it out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the refuah. Living in Keilu Cuckoo Land, that I never did the averas, I'm a big tzaddik, I'm a fine yid, and nothing wrong, and my avodas Hashem, as it is today, is very, I'm perfectly happy with it, I don't have to improve, I don't have to change, there's nothing I think. That is a tragedy of a person's holding there. We're here to grow. We're here to improve. Tshuva, in simple English, we would say, tshuva means to improve. To grow. Are we going to improve out of this Yom Kippur, this El Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Are we going to be better? Tiku b'achoyde shoyfo b'yom chageinu. The Medrash says, Tiku b'achoyde shoyfo. Chitshu ma'aseichem b'choyde shashvi. Shipru ma'aseichem b'choyde shashvi. The Medrash says, you have to be mechadish your ma'asim on your Rosh Hashanah. That's keneged a lack of mitzvah sesei. The person was mevatel mitzvah sesei. Now start again, be mechadish. Shipru ma'aseichem, improve your ma'asim. Keneged lo seseis. Improve. What's tshuva? Tshuva, what's the tachlis of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? To grow, to improve, to become better. Who doesn't want to become better? Everybody wants to become better. And now we have Min HaTovus HaShehetiv HaShem Yisbarach. He gave us a way to become better. Why is this negative? It's not negative at all. It's gewaldig. We have tremendous cheshek. These weeks, Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, gewaldig. I can be metakin when I messed up, and I can come out a better yid. Isn't that what everybody would want? So a cheshek for tshuva. Another problem in tshuva, just very quickly, another thing which puts us off from tshuva is the idea of aziva. Can I actually say that means I'm going to not do any more averas again? Or Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Gevaltig Zach in Aziva, Rabbeinu Yonah says, you look in Yud Aleph, Shah Aleph Yud Aleph, says, first he brings Charota, and then he brings Aziva, and then he says, Vida, Ki Mia Shechot al Derech Mikre, Ki Save Taiva, Ki Chazik Alav Yitzra Veit Kofeim. There's a person who was did a chet b'derech mikre. He got a taiva, and then the yetzer got stronger, and he attacked him. The figo boy, and he wasn't able to overcome his yetzer. He didn't quickly scream at the yama taiva, and the yama taiva is a big dimyan. Be'etzem, every taiva we have is just a dimyan. It's very strong, but it's a dimyan. And if you can be goya the yama taiva, you'll dry up this whole yam. It's like a big yam, but actually, it's not really there. Al kein yigorehu ayetzer b'charomov. So the yetzer trapped him in his traps. V'nofal b'michmoirov, and he fell into the trap of the yetzer. The fi shaita v'itoy at that point. Because the Yetzer Hara that he has was stronger than him. V'loi, listen carefully. V'loi me'asher cheftzoi uretzoi noi limtzoi avoinoi v'lasos kamoi achrezos. And not that his whole desire and his rotzen is to look for averus, limtzoi avoinoi, and to do it even afterwards. I'm looking for averus. The Hainu, he says, there's two types of people. They're the people who are nichshal in averus, but they're mikre, and the people who are nichshal in averus because they want to do averus. That's their lifestyle. They're looking for averus. They're looking for taiva. They're looking for all sorts of averus. The person we're talking about here is a person who's not looking for averus, but he was nichshal. He wasn't strong enough. Reishis atshuva ish azeh charata. The first stage of this person is charata. Vilasim yogon belibo al chatosai. Nefesh Kalano, and he has to be upset about the fact that he did the Averis. What's the aziv of this person? Hareba Etzim, this person's not doing an Averis right now. He didn't Averis yesterday. He was Nichshal. Didn't Averis the day before. But right now he didn't do an Averis. What's the aziva? What's he got to leave? There's nothing to leave. Zogt Rabbeinu Yoina, Achreichein Yosef Bechol Yoin Yiras Hashem Benafshoi. He has to increase his Yiras Hashem. Yitain Chitas Elokim Bilvav Bechol Eis. He has to work on his Yiras Hashem. Ad Hashem Nochon Libo Batuach Bashem. Kim Yosef Yava Ba Yetzav Yivkeshehu Bepam Bepam Verov Alav Tavosoi Lo Yiyye Nifta Libo Olav V'yazov Darko. Tainu, the aziva for a person who's choy to be derech mikra is to work on yourself, increase your yerushamayim, and it doesn't happen overnight. Ad asher nochon libo batuach b'Hashem, until you get into a matzav that you're certain you have so much yerushamayim that if next time you'll be in that situation, you won't do the chet. What's the aziva for the person who's choy to be derech mikra? Learning Musa. Working on yourself, working on your building up your Yerushamayim. Achoish hamisyatzev al derech loytoiv otomid. Well, the person who's on the wrong path, v'gov al chatov derech b'chol yoyim v'shoyne b'yivaltoi. But a person who every day does averus, v'shobim rutsosoi, gampomim rabbis, v'chol eis oyhev hara. And he always loves Ra, he loves Averis, Umichshal Avoinu Yosim Kenoich Aponav, and he's always looking for Averis. Rotzolim Ataiva Vayetzah, he's looking for Taiva. V'cheftzoi Umagamosoi, and his whole purpose in life, Asher lo yibotzu bimenu kol asher yosom lasos. His whole purpose in life is he shouldn't have to control anything that he wants to do, he should always be able to do. Any Taiva comes his way, he should be able to do it. Let me ask you a question. In anybody in this room, the gather of this, that chefto yomagemosa shaloi yibotzem imenu kol asher yosem lasos, anybody in this room who's living a life looking for taiva? No. No from a yid, no ben Torah is looking for taiva. That's not what life's all about. If you're looking for taiva, you wouldn't be sitting in yeshiva. It's the wrong place to look for taiva. Elamai, we do averus. We do averus, many averus. Yes, but what? Pederech mikra, not the. This guy, what's the beginning of his tshuva? Reishis tshuva aishazeh lazov darko machshavto ero. He has to change his mindset. He needs an aziva right now. There's something wrong with this guy. Right now, his whole way of thinking about life, that life's about taiva, can I get another taiva? Can I just find another place to oogle on the internet and do all sorts of averus and go here and go there and look for averus. My life's about averus. That guy needs to change his mindset. The aziva of the normal ben Torah is to grow in Yirah Shemaim. That's aziva, Rabbi Yisai. Is that so hard? He doesn't bring Kabbalah. Enoch Hanami. To make a Kabbalah that I'll never be Choseh Lechetzeh Le'oilom, that might be hard. An Emesah Kabbalah. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't mention Kabbalah. And other poskim don't talk about Kabbalah. So first of all, when we're looking at Tshuva, we have to look positively at the whole thing. It's a tremendous toivah. We have to realize, be emistic, we did averus. But don't get zebrochen. Yes, we did averus. We're human beings. We have a goof. We do averus. The Rebbeinu Shem gave us a way out of the averus. Charota, that's not so hard. Vidui, that's not so hard. Aziva, gewalt, how can I be real that I can change? Well, work on your Yerushalayim. That's a change. Increase your Yerushalayim. When you're increasing your Yerushalayim, that's the aziva that we need to do. Is that so hard? It's not so hard. But why can't we do tshuva? Va'ashem is such a negative thing. Why can't we do tshuva? Why should you get zebrochen? Punk faket. It's a gewaltig zach. We did averus, and we have the way out of doing our averus. It's a beautiful mitzvah, and it's not so hard. So, Mirtz Hashem, next week we'll see a hemshech.